Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very grateful that you've tuned in with us today. For the past couple of weeks, we've been talking about the fact that 2009 is going to be a year of monumental change. These changes are going to involve a multitude of things, including the ongoing purging of the obsolete patterns that have caused so much pain and suffering for humanity. We see these patterns surfacing all over the world in a form of chaos and confusion. We're also going to experience the expansion of the patterns of perfection for the new earth, which are going to bring wonderful changes into each of our lives. We're being asked by the Company of Heaven to assist with transmuting the old patterns that are surfacing to be healed, so that this part of the process will be completed quickly with the least amount of stress for humanity. The most powerful tool that has been given to us to accelerate this cleansing with the violet flame is the momentum of this energy. The violet flame is the predominant energy for the cycle that we are in now, which is known as the Age of Aquarius. This energy is the divine balance of our Father, Mother, God, and it has the ability to raise the frequency of vibration of whatever we ask it to flood through and transform. Today I'm going to review some of the information about this gift of the violet flame that is from our Father, Mother, God, so that we will realize how effective it is and how we can use it in our lives. As you listen to this broadcast, know that you're joining in consciousness with thousands of light workers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we will co-create a force field of light that will serve as an open door for the violet flame. This momentum will flow through our heart flames to bless humanity and all life on this blessed planet. As this program evolves week by week, you will become aware of the divine truth that you are one with all life. And in case you have forgotten, you will be reminded that you are not the fear-based, fragmented aspect of your personality that we've often called the human ego. You are a beloved and empowered child of God. These are powerful times, and the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth have come through the veil to meet us halfway. Today, I'd like to share some information with you that's being given to us now about the violet flame, so that we will have greater clarity and understanding about the things we're going through and how to help us move through them quickly and with less confusion and chaos. The information we're receiving from on high is designed to assist us as we move through this evolutionary process. During our special time together today, I'd like for you to feel the essence of your own divine presence, your God self, blazing through your heart center. Humanity is receiving more assistance at this time from our higher self, our I Am presence, and the realms of truth than ever before. The divine intent of this radio program is to give each of us the opportunity to increase this light that we are adding to the world. The goal of the spiritual hierarchy is to help each of us see the bigger picture for the divine plan as we witness it unfolding in our lives day by day. As you listen to the celestial messages and guidance that I will be sharing with you, know that I don't want you to ever accept anything as truth just because someone told you it's true. Listen to these words as food for thought and ask your I Am presence for guidance and inner direction. And you will know and understand in the deepest recesses of your heart if this information is truth for you and how it can assist you in fulfilling your divine plan. During this hour, we will work in the eternal moment of now. And that means that whether you are able to tune in with us live or whether you're listening to the radio program through our on-demand archive service, your precious light is being woven into this force field of light. And your efforts are being amplified by our collective group efforts 1,000 times 1,000-fold by your I Am presence, which is your true God self. I want to thank you for remembering who you are and for your willingness to serve as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity by being the open door that no one can shut. Know that the light of God is always victorious and that you are that light. Now, as we begin our special time together today, breathe in and out deeply and rhythmically. Ask your I Am Presence to unite your heart and mind with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and the I Am Presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. As one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine. Now, as we begin our special time together today, breathe in and out deeply and rhythmically. Ask your I Am Presence to unite your heart and mind with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and the I Am Presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. As one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we now invoke the most intensified frequency of God's transfiguring divine love that humanity is capable of receiving at this moment. Continue breathing in and out deeply and rhythmically as the sacred fire from the heart of our Father, Mother, God expands and expands through the divinity in your heart. This divine love now flows through your heart flame into the heart flame of every person evolving on this planet. The power and might of God's transfiguring divine love is now forming a grid of love around the earth. This grid of divine love spans the abyss from the deepest frequencies of our human miscreations into the highest fifth-dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection. This grid of love is the bridge to freedom, over which this sweet earth and all her life will ascend on the spiral of evolution into the next phase of our evolutionary process. Now, in one-pointed consciousness, and with divine intentions, we offer ourselves as a cup, a holy grail, through which the light of God will flow on this sacred and holy day to transform the earth, her governments, and all life evolving on this planet into the immaculate concept of the new earth. During our special time together today, remember the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. So as I mentioned, the greatest tool that has been given to us to assist us through these challenging times is the violet flame. What is the violet flame? Well, the violet flame is a gift from the heart of our Father, Mother, God. The divine intent of this gift is to help humanity transmute into light the human miscreations we inadvertently manifested through the misuse of our thoughts and feelings over eons of time. This includes anything that exists in the physical plane at this moment that is not reflecting the love, harmony, and balance of heaven on earth. It includes every single malady that's being pushed to the surface at this moment to be healed and transmuted back into light. The violet flame is the perfect balance of the out-breath of our Father God. It is a sapphire blue flame of divine will, power, and authority. And it is the perfect balance of the in-breath of our Mother God, which is a crystalline pink flame of transfiguring divine love, adoration, and reverence for life. when the sapphire blue out-breath of our Father God blends in perfect balance and merges and becomes one with the crystalline pink in-breath of our Mother God, the violet flame is formed. Through this rhythmic pulsation of the in-breath and out-breath, a violet flame of unfathomable power and might is birthed into existence. This sacred gift of violet fire has the ability to transmute into light every malady that is existing on Earth and every electron of energy humanity has ever misqualified. I know from the consciousness of our finite minds that seems too good to be true. But the reality is that that statement doesn't even begin to reveal the incomparable assistance contained within this gift from our Father, Mother, God. The Ascended Master, Saint Germain, has been instrumental in bringing the knowledge of the violet flame to the conscious minds of humanity. In the heavenly realms, this being of light, this Ascended Master, is known as the Son of Freedom. And he has volunteered to sustain the violet flame on Earth for the benefit of all life evolving here as a messenger from our Father, Mother, God. In his exalted service in the heart of our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, all that is, he is known as the keeper of the violet flame. In that octave of divine service, Saint Germain sustains this gift from our Father, Mother, God for all of the sons and daughters of God evolving throughout the whole of creation. During this critical time on planet Earth, Saint Germain is working with the support of the entire company of heaven. Every adept, avatar, Buddha, saint, and Christed being that has ever walked the earth is now helping Saint Germain in his endeavor to assist Mother Earth and all life evolving upon her to ascend into the fifth dimensional frequencies of infinite physical perfection. In addition to that divine intervention, the legions of light from literally suns beyond suns and galaxies beyond galaxies throughout the universe are focusing their love and assistance on this blessed planet. Never have the children of God evolving on Earth received as much help from on high as we are receiving during this cosmic moment. Now it is time for us to give something back to the universe to balance that divine intervention in appreciation for the overwhelming gift of love and power that is being rendered to each of us individually and collectively through the gift of the violet flame. In 1936, Saint Germain began revealing information about the violet flame to awakening humanity. At that time, even the light workers who were able to withstand this energy could receive only the most gentle frequencies of this sacred fire. Saint Germain started by teaching light workers how to use the violet flame's most gentle qualities of mercy, compassion, and forgiveness. As time progressed, lightworkers learned to use the frequencies of transmutation and purification. Eventually, the violet flame frequencies of justice, liberty, freedom, opportunity, and victory became known to us. As we developed the ability to withstand greater and greater frequencies of this sacred fire, we learned how to use the rhythm and the divine ceremony of the violet flame. The more proficient lightworkers became in utilizing the gifts of the violet flame, the more Saint Germain and the beings of light associated with this sacred fire were able to help the masses of humanity lift above our humanly created effluvia. This effluvia was the shroud of darkness that disconnected us from our God selves and prevented us from communicating with the beings of light in the realms of truth. This is what we've known as the veil of Maya, or the veil of illusion, that has prevented us from connecting with the realms of light in the way that was originally intended. For more than 7 decades now, lightworkers around the world have been invoking the violet flame, slowly and steadily clearing the way for the awakening that is now taking place within the hearts and minds of people everywhere. At this critical time, Saint Germain and the legions of light associated with this gift from our Father, Mother, God are offering to be an open door for even higher, literally unprecedented fifth dimensional activities of the violet flame that can now flow into the planet Earth through the heart flames of souls abiding in the physical plane. This frequency of the violet flame will greatly assist humanity in the purging process that is now taking place at a greatly accelerated pace, and that is assisting us with our ascension process and the expansion of the patterns of perfection for the new Earth. Due to the incredible changes that have successfully taken place within humanity's earthly bodies over the past few years, and the influx of divine consciousness that has bathed humanity since the initial impulse of the shift of the ages, we are capable now of assimilating higher frequencies of the violet flame than ever before. Our Father, Mother, God have confirmed that this activity of light will expand exponentially the power of the violet flame on Earth and our ability to quickly manifest the patterns of perfection for the new Earth. And it will also help us to quickly transmute the negativity that is being pushed to the surface to be healed. This includes all of the energies in our individual lives and those things taking place around the globe. This greatly empowered fifth dimensional frequency of the violet flame will accelerate the cleansing and awakening taking place on the planet, and it will catapult humanity up the spiral of evolution into frequencies of harmony and balance beyond anything we have experienced since our fall from grace millions of years ago. This selfless act of divine intervention by Saint Germain and his fellow exponents of the violet flame will assist humanity in ways beyond the comprehension of our finite minds. Just to get an inkling of what this will mean in our daily lives, we need to understand just how this violet flame works. I'd like to share some specifics with you about that now that have been given to us by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth. The violet flame, through the gift of our Father, Mother, God, and the selfless service of Saint Germain and the legions of light that work with him, is now available to every man, woman, and child on Earth. All we have to do to take advantage of this amazing gift of light from our Father, Mother, God is to invoke it into our lives through our I Am presence. Like all assistance from the heavenly realms, we must ask before we can receive. This amazing tool will not interfere with our free will, but once we ask for the violet flame to intervene in our earthly experiences, the floodgates of heaven open, and the violet flame will follow our decree and accomplish whatever we ask it to do. When our I Am presence invokes the violet flame, which gives it permission to enter our lives, the violet flame flows through our silver cord into our crown chakra. Then it descends down our fifth dimensional spinal column, which is vibrating with 12 fifth dimensional solar chakras, and it descends into our heart flame, the immortal victorious threefold flame, which is the divine balance of love, wisdom, and power. When the violet fire enters our heart flame, which is the spark of divinity within us, it is stamped with our individual electronic pattern. After that is accomplished, It awaits direction from our I Am presence in order to fulfill its mission. It's important to understand that each and every one of us has a unique individual electronic pattern. We have individual respiration patterns, voice patterns, fingerprints, DNA, and now we know we have an individual electronic pattern that goes with us from lifetime after lifetime, that is the unique pattern of our individual divinity within our heart. For example, when we are interested in transmuting obsolete patterns of poverty consciousness, we draw the violet flame into the threefold flame of our heart where it is stamped with this electronic pattern. Often, the patterns of poverty consciousness have been developed over lifetimes through our belief in lack and limitation. If we want to transmute this through the power of the violet flame, we simply ask the violet flame to accomplish that particular goal. This can be done through a simple invocation, such as, I am my I Am presence, invoking the full power of the violet flame to transmute every thought, feeling, word, or action I have ever expressed in any time frame or dimension that reflects poverty consciousness or lack and limitation of any kind. Let me repeat that for you. I am my beloved I Am presence, invoking the full power of the violet flame to transmute every thought, feeling, word, or action I have ever expressed in any time frame or dimension that reflects poverty consciousness or lack and limitation of any kind. With that simple invocation, the violet flame immediately goes into action. It blazes forth from our heart flame, stamped with our individual electronic pattern. Then it travels through the atmosphere of Earth where we have sent it, and it expands out into the universe. On its journey, it seeks out and magnetizes into itself every electron of energy that is vibrating with the frequency of poverty, lack, or limitation that is stamped with our individual electronic pattern. Now, no matter how dense the frequency of poverty is that cloaks the energy we misqualify during our many lifetimes, there is still a core of purity in every electron that contains its original divine potential. What that means is that within every electron that we've ever misqualified with poverty consciousness, there is still pulsating within that electron's core the divine potential of God's infinite abundance. Within every electron manifesting as hatred that we've misqualified, there is still the divine potential of God's infinite love. Within every electron of war that we may have misqualified is still the divine potential of eternal peace. Within every electron that we have misqualified that is manifesting as disease, there is still the divine potential of vibrant health. So once the violet flame engulfs the misqualified energy that is stamped with our electronic pattern, it penetrates into the core of purity in each electron of that energy, and it activates the divine potential that is encoded there. So as the divine potential of God's infinite abundance is activated within every electron that we have misqualified with poverty consciousness, the atomic and subatomic particles and waves within the electrons begin to spin more rapidly on their axis. The centrifugal force of this acceleration casts the dark frequencies of poverty, lack, and limitation into the violet flame. We can envision that like a propeller or a blade of a fan covered with this black, tar-like substance of discord. and as it begins spinning more rapidly on its axis, this dark, heavy energy is cast into the violet flame, and the blades of the fan and the propeller become pure and light again. When this occurs, the violet fire instantly consumes the frequencies of poverty or any other discordant frequency that we are transmuting, and it transmutes that energy back into its original divine potential of perfect light. When the transmuting process feels complete for that particular session, we must then ask our I Am presence to fill the void where the frequencies of poverty existed with the golden light of God's infinite abundance, or whatever else it is that we want to manifest instead of what it is that we have transmuted. It's important for us to take a moment to grasp the magnitude of what this merciful gift from our Father, Mother, God means in our lives. Once the violet flame transmutes this discordant energy and raises it back up into a higher frequency of light, it leaves a void where that discord used to exist. So when we're transmuting poverty consciousness, if we fill that void with the golden light of God's infinite abundance, poverty cannot be pulled back into that particular location, and it will seal and sustain the higher frequencies of God's infinite abundance. With the consistent use of the violet flame, we can actually transmute our negative thoughts, feelings, words, and actions from all of our previous embodiments before the law of the circle or the law of attraction returns them to us, bringing all kinds of problems into our lives. The violet flame is truly a gift of divine grace. It is designed to help us transmute thousands of lifetimes worth of our most qualified energy in the twinkling of an eye. Since we are all one with every particle of life that exists on this planet, and because we are in the physical plane, and the universal law is that the call for assistance must come from the realm where the assistance is needed, those of us in the physical plane have the ability to invoke the violet flame to transmute anything that is negative and existing in our individual lives or on the planet. We actually have the ability to serve as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity. We can ask that the violet flame blaze into every area of the planet that is pulsating with any frequency less than eternal peace, oneness, and the reverence for all life. We can transmute poverty consciousness. We can transmute disease. We can transmute pollutions and the atrocities that have been inflicted on the elemental kingdom through humanity's greed and lack of awareness and consciousness. The violet flame can transmute anything that we want to heal or transform in our individual lives or on the planet. It can transmute back into light anything that is not reflecting the love, harmony, and balance of heaven on earth. All we have to do is invoke this violet flame into action through our I Am presence and ask that this violet flame flow through us with the assistance of Saint Germain and all of the legions of light associated with the violet flame. When invoking the violet flame, we can work on specific issues in our individual lives, or we can tackle particular global problems. We can create an invocation that covers the gamut of global problems manifesting on Earth as well. In that case, we can use an invocation or a mantra to be an instrument of the violet flame any time and any place. For example, a simple invocation might be, "I am my beloved I Am presence," invoking the full power of the violet flame to transmute every thought, feeling, word, or action humanity has ever expressed in any time frame or dimension that reflects anything less than the infinite perfection of God. Let me repeat that for you once again. I am my beloved I Am Presence, invoking the full power of the violet flame to transmute every thought, feeling, word, or action humanity has ever expressed in any time frame or dimension that reflects anything less than the infinite perfection of God. By memorizing a simple affirmation like this, we can say it frequently throughout the day. Then we will become a constant force of the violet flame, wherever we are and whatever we are doing. We will literally be the open door that no one can shut. Occasionally, people invoke the violet flame, and sometimes they don't see the results in the outer world that they would like to see. This gives them the impression that the violet flame is not working, but that is never the case. The violet flame is a gift of divine light that works scientifically to the letter each and every time it is invoked by the I Am Presence. And to do this, all we have to say is, I am my I Am Presence, invoking the light of the violet flame. When we say, I am my I Am Presence, it commands our I Am Presence into action, and our I Am Presence takes dominion of the words that we then speak after that simple phrase. But there is a factor that determines how quickly results will manifest in the world of form when using the violet flame. That's what we call reaching a critical mass. It's important for us to understand how reaching a critical mass affects our efforts to transform our lives. So I'd like to share some information with so that we can understand this with greater clarity. A very common scenario is that when we begin to awaken and we become aware of the power of our creative faculties of thought and feeling and the gift from our Father, Mother, God of the violet flame, this awareness prompts us to work at controlling our thoughts and feelings, and it inspires us to utilize the violet flame. When this happens, we put forth the effort to think positively and to control our emotions, and we focus our attention on what we want to manifest in our lives. Then we use the violet flame and invoke it to transmute our misqualified thoughts and feelings from the past and anything that we want to transmute that's blocking the manifestation of the new earth. We invoke the violet flame to transmute the misqualified thoughts and feelings, and we empower our efforts with daily visualizations and affirmations. Often after what seems like a valiant effort, we continue to experience some of our old problems. This causes us to become discouraged and to lose trust in our ability to change our lives. At that point, we often feel that our efforts are futile. That's when we usually give up and stop trying to improve our situations. We stop invoking the violet flame, and we let go of our visions and our hopes and our dreams. This causes us to regress back into our old negative behavior pattern. Then we start dwelling on our fears and our problems and challenges instead of using our thoughts and feelings to empower our goals and our hopes and our dreams. As a result of that relapse, things get worse again, and our situation appears even more hopeless. The natural law involving critical mass is responsible for this particular phenomenon. So I want you to listen to this information very carefully, because it inspires us to keep on keeping on, even in the face of what appears like failure, but never is. If we understand how critical mass works, we will muster up the courage to persevere, even in the face of what we seem to think of as failure, until our goals are tangibly manifest in the physical plane. Everything is comprised of energy, vibration, and consciousness. So when we explore a portion of the vast science of quantum physics, we learn that when something reaches critical mass, there is an unstoppable shift that takes place. For instance, when an electron is increasing in vibration, the moment it reaches a critical mass of the higher vibration, the entire electron is pulled up into that frequency, and nothing can stop that shift. Now, the actual moment of critical mass is complex and different to various situations. But the beings of light have said that for simplicity, it will help if we think of critical mass as being 51% of the energy, vibration, and consciousness of whatever it is that we are working with. That means just 1%, more than half of the collective energy that we're trying to transform. So when 51% of an electron is vibrating at a higher frequency, the remaining 49% is instantly absorbed into the new vibration. So how does this facet of quantum physics affect the violet flame and our ability to transform our lives? Well, when we use the violet flame, the same laws of quantum physics apply. If we want to transmute poverty consciousness, for instance, we invoke the violet flame and ask that every electron of poverty consciousness that we have ever created be transmuted back into its divine potential, which is always the infinite abundance of God. That means that the moment 51% of our energy, vibration, and consciousness is resonating with the frequencies of God's infinite abundance instead of poverty, lack, and limitation, we will have reached a critical mass of prosperity consciousness. When this occurs, nothing can stop abundance from manifesting in our lives. Now, the problem is, of course, that we never know just when we're going to reach that magical moment of critical mass. We have no way of knowing how much energy is out there that's vibrating with poverty consciousness that we have misqualified through all of our life experiences since we were first breathed forth from the heart of our Father, Mother, God. There are often no outer world signs, and it may even look as if we're very far away from that instant of transformation that we know as critical mass. That's when we usually feel our efforts are failing, and we tend to give up. Sometimes the closer we are to reaching our goal, the more intense things get, because that final push for transforming that light is intense and is coming up at an accelerated pace. That is actually what is happening on the planet at this very moment. It looks like we are infinitely long distances away from reaching the perfection of the new Earth. But the reality is that we are closer than we can possibly imagine. The beings of light have said that we usually feel our efforts are failing and we tend to give up, sometimes right before we reach that critical mass. They say many times we may be just a breath away from reaching that moment of transformation, but we don't realize that, so we get discouraged and we stop trying. Then we end up never reaching our goal. The key to our success is that we must keep on keeping on, even in the face of adversity. It is vital for us to understand that the violet flame is infinitely more powerful than any fragmented human miscreation we may have inadvertently created. Poverty has no power over the limitless abundance of God. Our divine potential is infinitely more powerful than disease, failure, dysfunctional relationships, hatred, greed, corruption, war, and all of the other humanly created maladies that are now appearing on the screen of life at a greatly accelerated pace. As long as we choose to consistently use the violet flame and consecrate our thoughts and feelings to empower only the positive experiences that we want to create in our lives and not the negative experiences that we don't want, we will manifest our visions and dreams and transform our lives into what we want them to be faster than we can possibly imagine. This information is being reiterated by the beings of light in the realms of Elim and Truth during this critical moment on Earth to help us remember that if we do not like what is happening in our lives, or in the world, we have the option and the ability to do something about it. This is true for each of us individually, and it is true for all of us collectively as a global family. It is time for us to accept responsibility for turning our lives around. It is time for us to invoke the assistance of the Company of Heaven and the Violet Flame to help us transmute our past miscreations. It is time for us to focus on co-creating our highest divine potential and the perfection of the new earth. When we do these things, our efforts will be empowered by the unfathomable light of our I Am presence and the entire Company of Heaven, and our success is assured. You know, we don't have to believe in the various universal laws in order to exist on Earth. But since we are all subject to them, it is just common sense for us to try and accept them. We don't have to believe that every single thought, word, action, and feeling we have will go out and affect the world and then return to us to affect our personal lives. But this is happening scientifically to the letter, in spite of any disbelief that we may have. It doesn't matter whether we believe in reincarnation or whether we understand that we have an accumulation of experiences from other time frames and dimensions that are influencing our present lives. It is happening anyway. If we stop resisting this truth and just accept it as a possibility, it will certainly be to our advantage. We will experience a positive shift in our lives, even if we just say to ourselves, maybe it is true. Maybe I can turn things around in my life by accepting the law of the circle or the law of attraction and working with this principle instead of fighting against it. When we're willing to take this first step and genuinely put forth the effort to transmute the past with the violet flame and correct our behavior by changing the way that we think and feel, the floodgates of heaven will open to assist us in accomplishing our goals. Now that our Father, Mother, God has returned, and the divine masculine and the divine feminine within every evolving soul is being brought into balance, the gift of the violet flame from our Father, Mother, God is reaching a new level of our divine potential. We have always linked the violet flame with the seventh solar aspect of deity, or the seventh ray. But Saint Germain and the beings of light associated with the violet flame are revealing to us now that it is much more than that. Certainly, the violet flame contains all of the divine qualities of the seventh solar aspect of deity. But the violet flame also empowers the perfect balance of our Father, Mother, God in every aspect of deity. This revelation confirms that there is actually a violet flame associated with each of the 12 solar aspects of deity. Now, as we discussed on the radio program last week, we are directly connected with our I Am presence through our fifth dimensional solar spine, which is pulsating with 12 solar aspects of deity and 12 solar chakras. Each of our 12 solar chakras, which extend from our crown chakra at the top of our head down through the root chakra at the bottom of our spine, these 12 chakras that vibrate with the frequency of the fifth dimension are now pulsating with the 12 solar aspects of deity. These aspects of deity are each pulsating with a higher fifth dimensional frequency that is associated with a violet flame. This activation of our solar spine and our fifth dimensional 12 solar aspects of deity that are pulsating through our 12 chakras and meridians are allowing us to see with new eyes and to hear with new ears. Through our more rarefied frequencies and our more rarefied senses, we can see previously concealed fifth-dimensional frequencies of the violet flame. With this higher level of perception, it is being revealed that every one of the 12 solar aspects of deity that blaze through each of our 12 solar chakras is actually pulsating with an aura of the violet flame. This is knowledge is now being given to us so that we will understand the magnitude of the assistance that Saint Germain and his legions are giving to us as they hold open a new portal of light for the unprecedented frequencies of the fifth-dimensional violet flame. This portal is allowing this light to flow through us into our crown chakra and into our heart flame. Under the direction of Saint Germain, and in cooperation with the I Am presence of embodied light workers, new fifth-dimensional frequencies of the violet flame are now being projected into the physical plane through our heart flames and our 12 solar chakras. These energies are being accelerated through all of us in this physical plane who are willing to assist with this facet of the unfolding divine plan. This wondrous gift of violet fire is blazing through the heart flame of awakened light workers, and it is penetrating into every person, place, condition, or thing on earth that is releasing energy that conflicts with the divine qualities of the 12 solar aspects of deity. This powerful influx of the violet flame is piercing into the core of purity in every electron of the distorted manifestations of life that are surfacing all over the planet to be healed. The violet flame is activating the immaculate concept of the original divine qualities within every electron of energy. This activation is causing everything that conflicts with divine qualities to be pushed to the surface and cast into the violet flame for purification and transmutation into light. This year, 2009, this process is being accelerated because awakening light workers are becoming more cognizant of their ability to magnetize the violet flame into the physical plane, and they are consecrating their thoughts, words, actions, and feelings to be the instruments of God in the world of form that they have been prepared for eons of time to be. Now that humanity has ascended into the frequencies of our fifth-dimensional solar spine, our I Am presence is integrating at a cellular level into our earthly bodies, our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. This is allowing us to be capable of withstanding this powerful new influx of the fifth-dimensional violet flame. Now the full divine potential of the violet flame can at last be implemented in the physical plane of Earth. Implementing the new fifth-dimensional frequencies of the violet flame in the physical plane of Earth is the unprecedented activity that Saint Germain and the legions of the violet flame have volunteered to assist us with during this critical time. They have volunteered to be the open door for this light so that it will flow into our heart flames at our request so that we can be the instruments of God for this gift in the world of form. In order for this magnificent facet of the divine plan to be God victoriously accomplished, these beings of light must have our help. God needs a body. In alignment with universal law, the call for assistance must come from the realm where the assistance is needed. In order for this gift from our Father, Mother, God to manifest in the physical plane of Earth, it must first be drawn through the divinity in the heart flame of someone abiding in the physical plane. Even though Saint Germain and the beings of light are committed to being the open door for this incredibly powerful frequency of the violet flame, unless this sacred fire passes through the heart flame of embodied lightworkers, we will not have access to its transmuting power. What this means is that once again, you and I and every other awakening being on this planet is being called to a higher service. We are being asked by our Father, Mother, God, Saint Germain, and the entire company of heaven if we will be willing to put forth the necessary effort to be the heart, head, and hands of God in the physical plane of earth, to be the open door for this incredible gift of light. This may seem like a monumental task, but it is just a matter of invoking these new frequencies of the violet flame through our I Am presence and decreeing them into action through our heart flames. We have the ability to do this in several ways. We can create our own invocations, meditations, visualizations, prayers, and decrees, or we can join together with other light workers and empower our efforts by working together in groups and doing the decrees together, as we do on this radio program, and through the Book of Invocation, I am co-creating the new earth that has been given to us and has been made available through the New Age Study of Humanity's Purpose. Throughout this week, Blessed Ones, I'd like for you to focus on this information. Invoke the violet flame according to your wisdom and understanding. Next week, we're going to continue our discussion of this activity of light, and we are going to join together to amplify and amplify and amplify our chalice of the violet flame that is building in momentum, that is actually cradling this planet and all life evolving upon her. I want to thank you with all my heart for sharing this sacred hour with me today, and I'm grateful for your willingness to be an instrument of God on behalf of humanity and all life on this sweet earth. I am grateful for your selfless service to the light. Please join us again next week for another global activity as we add to the light of the world. If you would like to contact me or explore more information that's being given to us by the Company of Heaven, we at the New Age Study of Humanity's Purpose have co-created a website. Our website address is www.eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace.org. You can go to our website and read the various newsletters. You can sign up for the free monthly email newsletter that we send out each month. We have dedicated our lives to making this information from the beings of light available to everyone who is interested. We offer free seminars, and we freely share information on a global scale through our website, this weekly online radio program, and our free monthly email newsletter. We've also documented this information from on high in our books, CDs, tapes, DVDs, and our monthly publication titled Take Charge of Your Life. All of this information is available through our website. If you would like to sign up for our free monthly email newsletter or explore more of this information, remember the website address is eraofpeace.org. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.